What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Minding Hours podcast presented by Project Superhero Fit. I'm your host, Coach John. I'm joined by Coach Crystal. Come with us on this transformative journey in which we seek that fitness is inside out. It makes no sense to have a beautiful physique, but an ugly mind, heart, and spirit. Thank you for subscribing and joining each episode. Now let's get into this conversation. What is up, guys? Welcome to the new episode of Minding Hours podcast. Thank you for joining us weekly. If you haven't, like, share, and subscribe. How you doing, Coach?
What's up?
Chilling. It's been a productive week. I can't complain. I feel like I'm getting better this week. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
There you go. All right, so today we're going to jump into the conversation. Today's topic is failure, all right? We want to talk about failure because a lot of people look at failure as a negative. They look at failure as a bad thing. When they fail, oftentimes they quit, or when they fail, you know, they look at it as, you know, oh, woe is me. Why is this happening to me? And, you know, just, you know, shed some light on how we feel about it and our mindset towards, you know, what failure looks like to us. So, Coach, what does failure mean to you?
Failure to me is when I don't live up to my own expectations. I know I'm going to fail, but how am I going to learn from it? How am I going to move past it and find something else, you know, or think of something else? Yeah. How about you?
For me, you know, I think failure is necessary. You know, that's the word that comes to mind when I hear the word failure, because in order for us to, you know, reach our potential and maximize our potential, I think we have to fail along our journey in order to, you know, try new things, in order to kind of reach for more. So I think failure is necessary, and, you know, it also adds character. Things that happen to you or situations where you do fail, you know, it teaches you a lot about yourself. You know, are you going to just, you know, lay down and fold, or are you going to, you know, keep stepping in the batting cage and keep swinging, you know, and keep pushing through? So I think it's necessary. And, you know, in order to be successful, you have to fail in some capacity. So the next question, Coach, you know, tell us about a time when you faced a significant setback or failure, and how did it make you feel?
Honestly, if I'm going to be honest, I feel like I failed a lot in my 20s. You know, like, my 20s was definitely a learning experience for me, and just knowing that I had to get better but not pushing myself in a lot of things. But after you know, going through kind of what we went through and then getting better together, that's helped me grow and learn a better mindset to have. So I feel like a lot in my 20s. I failed a lot in my 20s.
Can you name, like, any specific thing or situation?
Just not going for any goals that I have. You know, just going through the motions and, you know, not working on myself. And, you know, probably being depressed but not knowing it, you know, and failing, just going through the motions.
Right. So that's a great segue into my answer, because I feel the same way. I feel like in my 20s, I was so focused on, you know, being a basketball player and living the basketball player lifestyle. I failed at, you know, being a husband. I failed at being a father. And honestly, that was probably the biggest setback in my life where it actually caused me to change. Put it like that, because you know, failing you and ultimately failing Seneca in the process, you know, early on when we first got married, it made me, I was trying to fill a void, and I was trying to not face failure and not take responsibility for the failure. So oftentimes I found myself trying to fill this, or trying to use superficial things to fill the void of failure. So when I finally faced the fact that I did fail and I couldn't fill that void with superficial things, that's what made me kind of really appreciate failure. You know, now I have a different outlook on it. And I kind of appreciate failure, because if you accept it and you process it and kind of look at your mistake and figure out what you can do differently, it actually, you know, helps you, you know, and it actually, you know, makes you view the situation differently. So that was definitely my biggest failure, just, you know, failing as a father and a husband and a father. So let's get into, you know, a time where you had to take a risk, right? Because, you know, taking a risk is important in failure, because if you don't take risks, most of the time, you know, you're never going to fail forward. All right. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, failing forward. So talk about a time where you took a risk, and it can be anything, you know, and what did you learn from that experience?
Honestly, my biggest risk was moving to Florida when I was 19 years old.
Yeah, definitely.
And I loved it, and I would never change it for the world, because I learned a lot.
What'd you learn? I can tell you one thing you learned.
What I learned?
I feel like it caused you to see the world differently. You know, moving from the small town of Iowa, where, you know, it's all farms and everybody's kind of on, you know, like kind of the same career fields, and growing up on a farm, I feel like it made you look at life differently.
Yeah.
And it was definitely a risk, because you didn't, you know, you just moved on a whim.
Yeah. I knew growing up, like, watching movies and things like that, I'm like, there's got to be, you know, more to life. And so when I had the opportunity to move here, I was so down for it. And like I said, I would never change it for the world.
Nice. And so I feel like the ultimate risk that I've ever taken was walking away from my 9-to-5 job and becoming an entrepreneur, a full-time entrepreneur. And anyone who is on an entrepreneurial journey or entrepreneurship knows that, honestly, every day you take risk. If you want to succeed, you know, there's two different type of entrepreneurs. You have entrepreneurs who really want to be successful, and then you have entrepreneurs that think things are easy. But if you want to be successful, you're going to take risks often, all right? So and a lot of times you wake up in the unknown, like, you know, as an entrepreneur, you don't know if, you know, this move is going to fail, that move is going to fail, this relationship, this collaboration is going to fail or succeed or whatever. So I think that being an entrepreneur was the biggest risk that I've ever taken in my life. But I will say this, it's taught a lot. I've learned a lot about myself through the process. You know, and also this journey has also made me appreciate failure as well. But I do feel as though being an entrepreneur is not for the weak, you know, for the weak hearted at all. Because of the uncertainty, because of the constant learning and constant always adapting and evolving and things like that. But I will say it's taught me a lot about myself, and I like what I've become, you know, during the process. I like the growth that it's taught me as a man, as a businessman, as a business partner with my wife, as a leader and as a father and a role model. You know, I love what it's taught me across the board. Yeah. You know, so how do you feel about being an entrepreneur?
I love it. That's another thing in my life that I would never look back on or take for granted. You know, like I love helping people because that's what we do. And so it's an amazing feeling waking up and just knowing you're doing what you love.
Yeah, I agree completely. All right, so last question before we wrap it up. When faced with failure, how do you maintain motivation and keep going forward?
I've created a mindset to just know that it's not going to last very long. So just try to stay positive through it and just work. Just you got to work through it.
Yeah.
And you got to talk to yourself through it, and you know. Yeah,
self-talk is important.
Yeah. What about you?
I would say I use it as fuel, to be honest. I'm uber competitive, as you know that. I use it as, like, this. It goes back to what I said earlier, is that accepting, taking responsibility and accepting, you know, fault for some of your failures that you could have did something different. So I look at it as, okay, if I fail at this, how can I get better to not fail again? You know, so I use it as fuel to just try to, you know, beat myself, to be honest. And then if I beat myself, then, you know, whatever competition that's in the world or whatever, I'll have a better chance of competing. But that's what I see. That's how I keep going and use it as motivation. Is just, I just use it as fuel to get better. That's all. Just can I be better? You know, so, you know, we want to know about what you think about failure. You know, how do you feel? You know, leave comments, leave us a review, you know, come see us on Instagram. The thing is that failure should never be the end all be all, right? Failure is something that you must go through if you're going to try new things. Like we said earlier, take risk and reach for success. But, you know, when you quit, that's when you ultimately fail. Because like we've always said, if you do fail, nobody's coming for you. You know, nobody's going to really feel it as much as you do, because no one is experiencing the failure firsthand like you are. They'll say, oh, you know, good job, you'll do better next time. But no, you're ultimately feeling that failure. So how can you overcome that situation? How can you overcome that feeling? So anything else, Coach?
No.
Perfect. So thank you guys for joining us on the Minding Hours podcast. Again, like, share, comment, and subscribe. You know, tell your friends about it. You know, episodes will be arriving weekly. And, you know, come join the conversation. We'll see you next week.